This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A state house committee is scheduled to hear a proposal today that would allow village public safety officers to carry firearms in the line of duty. The bill would allow the officers to carry firearms after meeting certain training standards. It would not require VPSOs to be armed. That decision would be left to the hiring agencies. The chairman of the Senate Education Committee says the panel has been working on a bill that would end the high school student competency exam in case a similar idea proposed by the governor fails. Senator Gary Stevens filed his bill repealing the exam earlier this month before Governor Parnell introduced an omnibus education bill that would scrap the exam and replace it with the ACT, SAT, or Work Keys Skills Assessment. Stevens' bill, a clean repeal of the test, was moved out of committee yesterday. January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month, and the National Eye Institute wants to remind people, especially Alaska Natives age 40 and up, an eye exam is the best way to prevent permanent blindness due to glaucoma. Dr. Ann Coleman is a professor at the University of California at Los Angeles School of Medicine and chair of the National Eye Institute Glaucoma Subcommittee. She says the disease is associated with high pressure in the eye that damages the optic nerve. If left untreated, she says glaucoma is progressive.
The problems with glaucoma is that usually there are no early warning signs. And so people can be losing vision and not even know it until they've lost a significant amount of their vision.
The state's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, an ongoing telephone survey of Alaskans about their health, shows glaucoma affects a higher percentage of Alaska Natives at 4.8% than non-natives at 3.2%. Coleman says that's because among Alaska Natives, the shape of the area where the optic nerve and blood vessels enter the retina tends to be cupped, creating pressure.
The shape of the eye is a little different, and so they're at risk for the fluid building up very quickly in the eye, and so they can have symptoms where they'll see colored halos around pinpoints of light or be getting significant eye pain or headaches and nauseousness and vomiting from the high eye pressure.
Coleman says the best way to prevent eye damage from glaucoma is to catch it early through an exam in which the doctor dilates the pupil of the eye and examines the shape and condition of the optic nerve area.
The main thing is to get your nerves evaluated and to have someone, especially if you're Native American in Alaska, to evaluate your angles and to be seeing an eye doctor. If you have any symptoms or even just for a baseline exam about the age of 40, and then the doctor can determine how often you need to be seen.
Once detected, glaucoma can be managed using treatments such as eye drops, laser surgery, or the insertion of drainage tubes. A snowboarder with deep ties to the Bristol Bay region and the first Alaska Native to compete in the Olympic Winter Games will miss out on a return trip to the Olympics. Girdwood's Callan Chaitluk-Sifsoff had hoped to make the U.S. snowboard cross team, but she wasn't included in Saturday's announcement of team members. Chaitluk-Sifsoff is 24 years old. She grew up in Aleknagik and Dillingham before moving with her mother to Girdwood to be closer to Alyeska Resort. When she made the snowboard cross team in 2010, she was the first Alaska Native to compete in the Olympic Winter Games. This year, she was edged out by snowboarders from Vermont and Utah. Via Facebook, Chaitluk-Sifsoff noted she's been struggling through two consecutive seasons of injury and recovery. She labeled this as one of the toughest seasons yet. She stressed that she's looking forward to cheering on her teammates in Sochi. Chaitluk-Sifsoff suffered a season-ending knee injury almost a year ago. She's battled other injuries this season. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.